The family business of Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, wants to build a pair of skyscrapers in a gritty New Jersey neighborhood. But the Jersey City project faces a number of hurdles. This week, it ran into a new one, an ethics flap, after Kushner's sister highlighted her family connection to the White House while pitching the development to wealthy Chinese investors. NPR's Joel Rose reports about the project and the visa program that could help finance it.
The project is called One Journal Square. When it's finished, the developers say it will include two towers and hundreds of luxury apartments with commanding views of Lower Manhattan. But right now, it's an empty lot surrounded by a chain-link fence.
I've been in Jersey City since 1971. I have watched Journal Square go up, go down.
Don Smart runs a business improvement district in Journal Square. While Jersey City neighborhoods across the river from Manhattan have been booming for a decade or more, Journal Square has fallen behind. It's a mix of crumbling movie theaters, office buildings, and chain stores that feels a long way from the city's downtown renaissance. That's why Smart is excited about One Journal Square.
We hope that the current developer finds the support necessary through all legal means to make this project a reality.
One source of financing is the controversial visa program called EB-5. Here's how it works. It gives immigrants a visa and a shot at a green card if they invest in a project that creates jobs in the U.S. It was meant to support hard-to-finance projects, particularly in rural areas and distressed urban neighborhoods. The Kushner Companies is looking to raise $150 million from investors overseas. But some question if that incentive is really needed to build luxury residential towers.
It's an example of a project which probably could attract capital without the benefit of EB-5.
Gary Friedland is a scholar in residence at NYU. Friedland and his wife, Jeannie Calderon, also at NYU, have been studying the EB-5 program for years. They found that developers across the country have raised at least $10 billion for more than 50 big projects this way. They say immigrants are willing to lend money for the promise of almost no financial return because what they really want is a visa. So Calderon says the EB-5 program helps developers pad their profits.
It could save the developer tens to hundreds of millions of dollars in financing costs.
The Kushners have used EB-5 financing before. For example, raising $50 million for Trump Bay Street, a luxury apartment building on the Jersey City waterfront. Jason Barr is the author of the book Building the Skyline and teaches economics at Rutgers University, Newark.
Nothing about what they've been doing is out of the ordinary in what many real estate developers in New York City have been doing over the last few years.
But the Kushners are different because Jared Kushner is President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor. Ethics watchdogs howled when the Kushner Companies pointed out its connection to the White House in a presentation to investors in China last weekend. The company has apologized and says Kushner has stepped away from his position. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the administration is evaluating all visa programs, including EB-5.
And whether or not they are serving the purpose that they were intended to, whether or not we're making sure that we do what's in the best interest of the American worker.
The controversy over EB-5 is just one of the problems facing the Kushner Company's project in Jersey City. Under pressure from constituents, Jersey City's mayor announced that he's no longer supporting a big tax break for One Journal Square. And the project's anchor tenant, the office space provider WeWork, decided not to sign a lease. Jersey City booster Don Smart says he doesn't care how the financing for One Journal Square comes together, as long as it does.
Journal Square's future and the city's future requires something better than an empty lot.
Smart says the last time somebody tried to build a skyscraper on this site, the developer spent nearly a decade trying to put the financing together and then finally gave up. Joel Rose, NPR News, Jersey City, New Jersey.